Psalm 69:30 says, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. Being thankful is the mark of a true Christian who is growing in Christ. There are non-Christians who have a sense of gratitude for their life, but without Christ, who do they thank? According to Statistica.com, 61% of adults polled last year said that thanksgiving to them personally means, quote, to be thankful. But who? Who do they thank? The fact is, even among many professing Christians, there's a lack of thanks toward the one who deserves it, God. It's great to be thankful for our parents and to show our thanks. It's great to be thankful for all the family and friends you have and to tell them so. It's great to be thankful for good health, a job, a home to live in, a car to drive, or other transportation means. To be thankful for children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and pets. We ought to be thankful for all of these things and show our thanks by performing acts of love for the people and pets, and by showing respect and being responsible with the things we're thankful for. But above all else, our thanks should begin with God. Jesus made us and came to earth as God manifest in the flesh in order to save us. He gave us life and provided a way for us to receive eternal life. John 1, 1-4 says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. We should be thanking God every day, including Thanksgiving Day. Thank the Father who sent the Son, and once we believe on Him, the Father and Son send the Holy Spirit to regenerate and indwell us as believers in Christ. Sadly, many unbelievers aren't thankful in any legitimate sense. They see life as one big cosmic accident, and they're just here. Life happens, and then you die, and you're buried like a dog, never to rise again in their belief system. And even among those who would tell you that they are thankful, they have no one to thank. If they worship any god other than the God of the Bible, their thanks is actually directed toward devils. Don't get mad at me. That's simply what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians 10:20 says, But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that you should have fellowship with devils. When we praise and thank God, that is called the sacrifice of praise. Hebrews 13:15 says, By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name. End quote. So when you offer that sacrifice of praise to a false god, which is any other god than the God of the Bible, then you're offering sacrifice of praise to devils. Now, that may upset some people, but if you believe the Bible, then we're all stuck with this reality. The mass majority of people will either just be thankful and offer no thanks to God at all, or they will be thankful and offer a praise and thanks to devils. Ain't that something? But beyond preaching the gospel and praying for them, there's nothing you can do about that. And God doesn't require anything else of you as far as those people are concerned. But what we can do is have our hearts centered on Christ with thanksgiving and praise offered to Him. We can say a prayer of thanks in the name of Jesus before the Thanksgiving meal. We can bring it up in conversation and find other ways to openly direct our thanks and praise to God. Psalm 54:6 says, I will freely sacrifice unto Thee. I will praise Thy name, O Lord, for it is good. Let's be conscious of God's goodness and be open with our praise to Him and for Him when we're with others. He alone deserves such thanksgiving and praise on Thanksgiving Day, and He deserves that thanksgiving from our hearts in Jesus' name every single day of the year.